Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about living longer. Well, I've covered this subject a few times, hoping to do it slightly differently this time, accumulating a few other topics together. To live longer, well, basically you have to not die. So, your cells are dying all the time, millions and millions of them every day. If you take your older cells, let's say your skin cells, and you reverse the aging on that, basically take all the old cells, get rid of them, put them with a stem cell. Now, a stem cell is a newborn cell. So you reform yourself into a much younger version of you by just getting rid of your old cells. Now, the thing is, even your stem cells are aging. In your bone marrow, they're aging much slower than your other cells, but they're still aging. So the studies that have been done on the mice have shown that if you get rid of your old cells, your dying cells, and replace them with stem cells, you can live essentially a young and healthy life until you're about 150. And then when the telomeres have degraded so much they're no longer effective, throughout all your cells in your body, your stem cells and all your other cells, then you will quickly degrade and die of old age within a short time period. I'm guessing it's about 10 years. So young and healthy, look and feel like you're in your early 30s, and then suddenly at 162, you start aging rapidly and you look like you're 90 years old in the standard times in 10 years and you die. Well, living a young and healthy life for 150 years would be a real bonus. I think we can do that, and I've covered this before with the cow blood. You take young blood plasma and put it in you, and it removes the old dying cells and replaces them with your stem cells. Now, how to extend it past 150 years to stay young and healthy for another 150 years? Well, now we're going into, level two mad science. If you take a egg and a sperm, combine them together, raise them in a cow until they're a small fetus. As the fetus develops, it's later in its development that it develops an immune system to recognize self from others. At the early stages, a fetus, you can transplant onto a human a leg from a cow, or a unicorn horn from a gazelle, or a narwhal tooth, or etc., any other mammal, and possibly avian, you could transplant parts on. So a chimera, or a chimera, depending on how you pronounce it, I think it's chimera. You take a chimera, and you take a lion at a fetus stage and put on wings from an eagle. You put on extra feet, extra tail, different things from different critters. And it's born, and those things the creature will recognize as natural, as part of it, and therefore it won't be rejected. Well, at the early stages, before the fetus develops an immune system, you take out some of its bone marrow, grow that in a lab, take a drug that destroys your own bone marrow, replace your bone marrow with the bone marrow from the fetus, and now you've got full-length telomeres all over again. and it repopulates all the bone marrow in your bones. You've got your red and white blood cells. Now you'd have to get your immunization shots all over again because your new immune system is not immune to anything. So you're fully grown and now you need your vaccines again. Well, no big deal there. But now that we're choosing the bone marrow you're going to take, you can choose the best bone marrow. You take, there is a significant percentage, 2.5% roughly, of Northern Europeans that are immune to AIDS. You can take the bone marrow from one of them. There are people that don't seem to be affected by COVID. Take some of that. There are people that are born immune to cholesterol, to LDL cholesterol anyway. So they never have heart disease. Well, take some of that. You breed the right embryo and you end up with the very best bone marrow. Now, also the most intelligent bone marrow. You want that. And then there are, very rarely, but there are some people can see four colors. Normal humans can see red, green, and blue. Now, we think we see yellow because the green and red in our eyes are stimulated a little bit of each, and our brain interprets that as yellow, halfway between. But the actual chemical that detects yellow in the back of our eye is not effective in almost all humans, but there is a very small number. It's called quadrichromacy, and there's a very small number of people that can see yellow, and their vision is much, much better than a normal person's vision. And there was one guy, when I was teaching, he had double-sized optic nerves. His vision was fantastic. Instead of 20/20, it was 20/10. He could see enormously better than a normal person because his optic nerves were extra large. Well, if you take all the very best genetic traits out there and breed them together into one embryo and use the bone marrow from that embryo, you, as your cells are replaced, little by little as you age, from the very best cells, you will slightly get better and better as you age. You may end up more intelligent, able to see more colors, be immune to various diseases, etc. So, that is level 2 of live forever. We can extend our lifespans many, many times of what they currently are. And the cost of doing this, at least for the first extension, is not that much. You can get a calf for well under $1,000, about $800. Now you got to get with a rancher that has the feed, etc., and be able to get on the rancher's land. You know, you buy the cattle and say you want to visit the cattle every day and take a little bit of blood. You freak out the farmer or the rancher a little bit, but with the right financial incentives, you can get a little bit of blood, not even a full pint, you know, let's say half a pint, and separate out the plasma, inject the plasma into you, and you do that every day, and you get younger. And when you get down to your early 30s, late 20s, looking, then you live another lifespan. And every 10 years or so, spend the money, get a cow, get a centrifuge machine, get the various needles and accoutrements that needed, and antihistamines, so that if you do have an allergic reaction, that you can treat yourself immediately. maybe have somebody helping you out so they can treat you if need be. So that's my ideas for today. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.